USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. U.S. military officials are reporting details on a Houthi rebel attack out of Yemen that targeted a commercial vessel and alerted a U.S. warship in the Red Sea Saturday.
During the day, the destroyer USS Gravely and another American aircraft carrier were responding to help the Maersk Hangzhou ship after four Houthi rebel boats attacked. U.S. Navy aircraft were deployed and sunk several of the rebel craft. Officials say the incident marks the 23rd attack by the Houthis on international shipping vessels since November 19th. Houthi rebel attacks have picked up since the Israel-Hamas war began. I'm Ryan Daniels.
On the campaign trail, Republican White House hopeful Ron DeSantis says he agrees with the Trump policy of calling NATO to task for handling more of its own defense.
European NATO allies need to do their fair share of defense. We can't provide blanket security for the entire world. I think our biggest threat to our national security is the rise of China.
During a town hall this weekend, DeSantis also criticized Trump for signing the CARES Act into law amidst the pandemic. DeSantis says it was a mistake since it led to so many lockdowns. Flu cases are surging across the United States with a 16% increase in positive test results reported last week. That's according to the CDC's weekly influenza report. Over a dozen states, including Alabama, Georgia, and New York, have reported very high levels of respiratory illness. And nearly 20 other states have levels classified as high, with six pediatric deaths bringing the total to 20 for the current flu season. Times Square anticipates another huge crowd tonight as revelers from around the globe gather in New York to welcome in 2024. The evening promises world-class entertainment, too, culminating with the iconic ball drop and performances by LL Cool J, Flo Rida, and Megan Thee Stallion. Designated viewing areas are set to open in the afternoon, with Mayor Eric Adams participating in the ceremonial lowering of the Crystal New Year's Ball. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is committed to reclaiming the border between the Gaza Strip and Egypt, stating on Saturday that the conflict with Hamas is at its peak and could extend for months. Netanyahu emphasized the necessity of the border being under Israeli hands. This declaration follows the Israeli military's assertion that their operations have successfully demolished a network of tunnels in Gaza and a hideout belonging to a Hamas leader. Lawyers representing former President Trump are expected to file challenges, possibly as early as Tuesday, against recent decisions in Maine and Colorado that would prevent him from being on the GOP primary ballot in those states. According to a New York Times report, Trump is optimistic that the Supreme Court will overwhelmingly rule against the decisions, but he speculates that conservative justices might dissent to avoid being perceived as politically motivated. A spokesman for Trump accused Democrats in blue states of unconstitutionally suspending the civil rights of the American voters by seeking to exclude Trump from the ballot. If you fancy yourself a burger aficionado, plan your trip to Sioux Falls, South Dakota now.
Monday, the start of an annual burger competition that runs through the end of January. 37 burgers competing for the title of the Downtown Burger Battle with flavors like Star Spangled Burger, The Spice is Right, The Wagulicious, The Smoky Cow Tipper, and The Root Beer Float Burger. I'm Corey Myers.
No Powerball winner on Saturday. That puts the next jackpot on Monday night up to $810 million. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.